Machines have made thoroughly ambiguous the difference between natural and artificial, mind and body, self-developing and externally designed, and many other distinctions that used to apply to organisms and machines. Our machines are disturbingly lively, and we ourselves frighteningly inert.
Why should our bodies end at the skin? I would rather be a cyborg than a goddess. Eating in some is a
We might regard patterning or predictability as the very essence and raison d'etre of communication. Communication is the creation of redundancy or patterning.
As I was saying, loving repeating beings in a merely being. Beating in some is a going up, going up, going up, going up, going up, going up. Beating in some is a going up, going up, going up, going up, going up. Beating repeating in some is not.
Gender ought not to be construed as the stable identity or locus of agency from which various sects follow. Rather, gender is an identity tenuously constituted in time, instituted in an exterior space through a stylized repetition of acts.
When information loses its body, equating humans and computers is especially easy. For the materiality in which the thinking mind is instantiated appears incidental to its essential nature. Moreover, the idea of the feedback loop implies that the boundaries of the autonomous subject are up for grabs, since feedback loops can flow not only within the subject, but also between the subject and the environment.
As I was saying, loving repeating being is in a merely being. In some it is repeating that gives to them always a solid feeling of being. In some children there is more feeling in repeating eating and playing. In some in storytelling in their feeling. More and more in living as growing young men and women and grown men and women and men and women in their middle living. More and more there comes to be in them differences in loving repeating in different kinds of men and women. There comes to be in some more and in some less loving repeating. Loving repeating in some is a going on always in them of earthly being. In some it is the way of completed understanding. Loving repeating then in some is their natural way of complete being. This is now some description of one.
I'm a girl, and by me that's only great. I am proud that my silhouette is curvy, that I walk with a sweet and girlish gait. With my hips kind of swivelly and swervy. I adore being dressed in something frilly when my date comes to get me at my place. Out I go with my Joe or John or Billy, like a filly who is ready for the race. When I have a brand new hairdo with my eyelashes all in curl, I float as the clouds on air. I enjoy being a girl. When men say I'm cute and funny and my teeth aren't teeth, but pearl, I just lap it up like honey. I enjoy being a girl. I'm strictly a female in my future. I hope will be in the home of a brave and free male who will enjoy being a guy half in a world like me. When men say I'm sweet as candy as I'm in a dance we whirl, it goes to my head like brandy. I enjoy being a girl.
Feedback loop.
As I was saying, loving repeating beings in a merely being. Loving repeating in some is a going on always in them of earthly being. Loving repeating in some is a going on always in them of earthly being. Loving repeating in some is a going on always in them of earthly being. As I was saying, loving repeating beings in a merely being.
The post-human subject is an amalgam, a collection of heterogeneous components, a material information entity whose boundaries undergo continuous construction and reconstruction. The post-human body is data made flesh.
If machines, even machines of theory, can be aroused all by themselves, may woman not do likewise?